the dash to build new pipelines might bode well for energy companies, but it often means disturbing private property. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Nexus pipeline would run 250 miles from gas wells in southeast Ohio through the state to Michigan and Canada. Julie Grant reports it's drawing opposition from landowners.
Paul Jaroski isn't what you might expect in an anti-pipeline activist. He's a businessman. He and his wife Elizabeth have been renovating their dream home in fast-growing Medina County in northeast Ohio for the past 2 years. Sitting among the trees, it's got the feel of an upscale cabin with wood-beam ceilings and large windows.
We wanted to be able to see the land because it's so beautiful. So really, from every room, you can see outside and see the property.
But before they even finished moving in, the Jaroskis got a notice. Their new property was in what's called a study corridor for the Nexus pipeline. Nexus is a joint venture of DTE Energy and Spectra Energy of Houston. The new pipeline would start in southeastern Ohio and run 200 miles toward Michigan, then an additional 50 miles through Lenawee, Monroe, and Washtenaw counties. It would connect to the existing DTE gas transportation system west of Detroit and then the Vector pipeline system into Canada. The company wants to survey the Jaroskis' front yard to see if they can dig it up to lay their new line. The more the Jaroskis looked into it, the more upset they got.
So our first concern started out to be safety.
It would be 42 inches wide. Jaroski holds his arms high and wide in the air above his head.
You understand how big this pipeline is?
Jaroski worries what would happen if someone accidentally shoveled into it.
You know, the experts are saying there's so much pressure that the heat, okay, that's going to come through a small crack or a small orifice is going to self-ignite. So we're going to have an explosion.
He and a coalition of other concerned citizens from around the state have joined together to get the pipeline rerouted through a less densely populated area. And they've convinced many local township and county governments to join them. 300 concerned landowners, farmers, local officials, and others showed up at a pipeline meeting held by Nexus. 100 blue-shirted Nexus representatives were there, ready to answer questions. Still, Maureen Hardy was disheartened. She got notice in recent months that a pipeline compression station was planned near her house. She didn't even know what that was, but she's worried it will be loud and polluting.
I've talked to several different people from Nexus and gotten several different answers.
Nexus spokesman Arthur Dietzel says the company is holding meetings like this all month to hear concerns before finalizing the pipeline route.
There's nothing set in stone. This route will continue to evolve over the course of the next year.
Nexus has started the permitting process through the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, which needs to approve the pipeline route. FERC's Joanne Walkholder is manager of the government's review.
We have engineers that review safety. We have biologists like myself that review the waters and wetlands and endangered species and vegetation.
But some landowners at the meeting don't believe FERC will address their concerns. Mario Pasolini lives in Seville, a small farming community. He says FERC will approve Nexus.
There's no doubt about it. They're in the business to rubber stamp pipelines.
Pasolini and landowners he's joined with want to stop the pipeline from being built. He plans to fight Nexus in court. If they try to take his property, he plans to argue that eminent domain is only supposed to be used for a public use, like a highway or railroad.
This is a private Fortune 500 company called Spectra Energy, and they're in this to make money.
Pasolini says the gas is heading for Canada, and it's not going to be a public good in Ohio. Nexus argues it would serve the public with possible gas customers along the pipeline route. They plan to submit a formal application to FERC later this year. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.